The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I want to talk about this concept of light and darkness. Before we get to the description of our Prophet. And that is that the concept of light and darkness, or ظلمات and نور, it's interesting that whenever Allah Azza wa Jal talks about darkness in the Holy Quran, He doesn't use a singular, He uses plural, isn't it? He says ظلمات, He doesn't say ظلمة. But when He talks about light, He says it in the singular, نور. He doesn't say أنوار. Yeah? This is something to think about, that light is only one, is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we look at the concept of light and darkness in Islam, we find that anything that is associated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and anything that takes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as nur. Yeah? And anything that takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything that is a hindrance to our faith is known as a form of darkness. This is the analogy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us to better understand what is faith and what is something that will take us away from faith. The famous verse that we recite in Surah Al-Baqarah, of the verses that we associate with Ayatul Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu, that Allah is the guardian of those who believe. But then what does He do? That once we accept Allah as our wali, He says, يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, that I take them out of darkness and I bring them to light. Yeah? And that is the part and parcel of submitting ourselves to the wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah immediately gives us the other side. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, but those who deny this wilayah, yeah, those who reject what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings, أولياؤهم الطاغوت, that their allies are those who are going to take you away from Allah, the oppressors, the taghut. But what do? يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ, they will take you out of light and bring you into darkness. Not only is our entire faith, you know, described in this perspective of light and darkness, but also when you look at our creation, our very own creation as a human being, the concept of light and darkness exists within each and every one of us. There are two realities that simultaneously exist within us. There is the spiritual reality, and then there is a material reality. There is simultaneously existing. We can't fight it. This is how we have been created. And so the purpose of our existence is what? Is to have that that spiritual side dominate that material side. And by doing so, we will eliminate all forms of darkness from our life and become entirely illuminated. And through that illumination, through that light, not only will that light benefit you and I in this world and the hereafter, but that illumination will become a beacon where others can benefit from my light as well. Yeah. So not only am I helping myself, but because I have become illuminated. What is light? Light is something which is in itself illuminating and illuminates all that which is around it, isn't it? Right? And so when a person becomes light, yeah, when they have conquered that darkness and they now become light, they become this being who not only themselves is blessed, but they become a blessing for everyone else. You follow? If we understand all of that, then we understand the maqam of Rasulullah. Yeah? Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Surah Al-Ahzab? verses 45 and 46, Allah addresses the Prophet directly. What does He say to him? He says, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Prophet, Inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira, that we have sent you as a witness and as a bringer of good tidings and as a warner. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ, and an inviter to Allah by Allah's permission. وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا, yeah? And you have become an entirely radiant lamp, Allah says. Yeah? What is Allah saying here to us? What is the meaning of that? He's not just saying to the Prophet, you've become light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basically saying to the Prophet that, O Nabi, O Habib, O my Abd, you have been able to conquer your material side entirely. And your spiritual side is entirely alive and thriving. To that extent, O Muhammad, that you have become entirely light. Yeah? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. You have become entirely illuminated. Yeah? This is why the Prophet is light, my brothers and sisters. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him Sirajan Munira, this is not a small thing. That if you understand the nature of a human being, you understand the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to the Prophet is so high. Yeah, it's so high to say to us that there is nothing, no trace of any domination or any activity even of that material side which could hinder that spiritual side. And this is why then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a declarative statement when He says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا, that indeed in the Prophet you have the best of examples. Man, that's not a light statement. He's the best of example. Why? Because there is no darkness in the Prophet at all. Yeah? There is nothing in his body, nothing in his existence that will ever be confusing for us to say that, hey, what should I do? No, my brothers and sisters, never, ever. Yeah? When you are facing any difficulty, I swear to you, any difficulty, look at the life of the Prophet. Yeah? Any difficulty, I swear, if we can remind ourselves of this, I think life would become very, very much easier for us to navigate, you know. Sometimes we go through a lot of difficulty in our lives. Yeah, we may lose a loved one. We may not have children. We may lose children. May all of these things happen. When these things happen to you, look at the life of the Prophet. What does Allah said about him? Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa, that did I not find you an orphan and look after you? Yeah? The Prophet in the course of his life lost his parents, lost his protector, lost children in the course. Yet he relied on his faith in Allah. My brothers and sisters, whatever you go through, look at the Prophet's life. Yeah? The Prophet, if we are bullied, mistreated, yeah, called names, abused, we are going through all of these problems. Look at the life of the Prophet. What did they say about the Prophet? Allah says in the Quran, numerous verses, وَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ, yeah? That the non-believer said about him that he is a magician and a liar. And then Allah says that the others said what? قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونَ, that he is a magician or crazy. The Prophet has been called names. The Prophet has been bullied. The Prophet has been mistreated. The Prophet has been abused. When we go through any abuse, be it in our family, be it in our community, be it in the world that we live in, follow the teachings of the Prophet. He's been through it. Yeah? And follow those teachings. We go through financial hard times. Man, look at the life of the Prophet. To that extent, his financial difficulties that he didn't even have a coffin to bury his wife in. Yeah? But that was the difficulty. But did he ever waver? He never wavered. Yeah? But that was the faith because he relied upon Allah. You look at safety and security. Man, the Prophet had to migrate. Yeah? What else do we need as an example? I tell you, no matter what we go through in our lives, it is our responsibility to follow the light of Rasulullah. Yeah? And if we follow the light of Rasulullah, we will never be in any darkness. And if we are adamant in following that light, then inshallah we too will come out of any darkness that we are in and enter into light.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.